Oreza a plane.
Doesn't it really matter, cause it's just a game. Will the boys be kings?
Or will the girls be queens?
Let's find out, cause it's 8:14.
Oh, well, it's all to play for because it ended up a draw last week.
On Friday, yep, that's right.
Boys versus the girls. Thingamajiggy is the game we play every morning where we describe a word and you have to figure out what the word is. Every day the boys go up against the girls to find out who's got what it takes. It's 2 weeks to the boys so far and last week ended up a draw. But this week we start afresh and we welcome back one of Friday's contestants.
Yep, so today back representing the girls of Ayrshire, I've got Marie Boyd from Stevenson. Morning, Marie.
Morning.
What are you up to this morning?
Just in work again.
Just sorting out all the letters.
Yep.
Right, so it was a draw on Friday. Do you feel confident? Do you think we can get a win today for the girls?
Of course.
How confident are you?
99.9%.
That's enough for me. Right, a quick reminder, here's how you play Thingamajiggy. You'll have 30 seconds on the clock. I'll describe you some words and all you have to do is figure out the word I'm describing and just shout out the answer as soon as you know. But if you don't know the answer, shout Thingamajiggy and I'll move on. But you can only say Thingamajiggy once. But you know the score by now, sure you do?
Of course,
right. So 30 seconds on the clock starts now. If you're sitting uncomfortably, you will sometimes change your what?
Posture.
Close, very close. Sometimes if you be... Sorry?
Thingamajig.
Okay. Okay, another word for telling stories. You're telling...
Tales.
Yep. It's a type of animal that's in the water. It looks like a duck with four legs. Big beak.
One for the girls today. You did use Thingamajiggy once as well.
Yep.
So
the
one
answer
there
I was looking for was a platypus.
A platypus?
Oh, yeah, it's quite a difficult word.
Duck-billed platypus. That is a very difficult word.
I'm surprised I even knew that myself to describe.
Stay there, Marie. We'll see how you get on. And we've got new contestant Stevie Green on. Stevie's 23 from Kilmarnock and you work in a pub in Kilmarnock. What pub do you work in, Stevie?
It's the First Edition.
The First Edition.
I used to DJ in the First Edition.
Really?
Yes. About 2 years ago.
How long you worked there, Stevie?
I previously worked there before for about 2 years and then I left and just come back for the second time. So
Brilliant. Right. Good place to go for a pint.
Aye, indeed it is.
Absolutely, right. Okay, well, here's how it works. You've got 30 seconds of the clock. I'm going to describe some words. You've got to figure out the words, I'm guessing. Shout out the answer. If you don't know, Stevie, if you don't know what I'm trying to describe, just shout thingamajiggy, but you can only use it once and we'll move on. 30 seconds on the clock and it starts now. It's a wee furry animal. It's like a vole. It's not a vole, though. It's bigger than a rat. Bigger than a rat. But a lot of people got them as pets. You see
something?
Thingamajiggy, right? Okay. This is something to describe a something to air missile. You hear this all the time. A something to air missile.
Rockets.
Something to air missile. If you put something down on this, it's a. Marie, well done!
Yay!
Great start to Monday, a nice wee win for the girls.
Stevie, the animal was a ferret. I was trying to describe a ferret, and then it was a surface to air missile. You hear that? Surface. It's a difficult word to describe, surface.
We did have quite difficult words to do.
We did. Marie, you're the winner. Well done, Marie. You're back tomorrow.
Yay!
Well done.
Thanks, Stevie. Bye.
Shut up.